Warning, we've dropped F-bombs in 100 previous episodes. We sure as fuck ain't gonna stop now. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, October the 22nd, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
Coming up in episode 101,
Florida Man beats up his mother when she doesn't approve of his groceries.
Florida Woman gets a lesson in zoology.
Zoology.
What did I say?
You said zoology.
Zoology.
Florida Woman needs an adjustment after a car accident that she caused.
And Florida Man helps us add to our drunkenness scale.
Plus, a Florida Man food fight, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more. So we're in Boca Magazine. Did you see that? Obviously, you saw it.
Well, yeah, I was here when they took the when we had to take the pictures, Joel.
Yeah, but it's out now.
I look good, by the way. You're a little questionable, but I was having a good hair night.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking a little derpy in that picture, but it was, you know, we had to pick one that worked for you.
Your daughter took the pictures, by
the
way.
She did, yes.
She couldn't even help you out. Did she like Photoshop it or something?
Oh, no.
Nothing?
Nope.
No.
Straight, raw off the camera.
Yes, we did. We are in a magazine now, so we are officially in print, I guess, if you say. But we need, if anybody in the Boca area listens to the podcast, it'd be nice if they could actually send us the magazine.
Yeah, we'll reimburse you for it if you send us a copy of that Boca Mag.
That'd be kind of neat to have. We got the print. We saw it on the website, but
yeah,
it'd be neat to see it in the actually have the print. Actually have the copy of the magazine itself.
Yeah, send us a couple of those, and
I'll pay you for it.
Yeah, we'll definitely pay you for
it. Joel will pay you for it. I'm not. But.
Yeah. But yeah, it's the November-December issue, and it's an article titled Five Great Florida Podcasts to Add to Your List. And we're one of those five.
What were the other four? What is that?
Felonious Florida was one of them. That's put out by the Sun Sentinel. It's an actual professionally written and produced podcast, unlike this one. Actually, I've listened to that one. That's a pretty good true crime.
Oh, is it?
Florida-based, true crime show. They say they tell stories from the dark side of the Sunshine State. We're just from the shady side.
Oh, okay. Got it. The Dick Jones Show was one. It's a comedy one. The X's Nexus.
So it's a couple that broke up and then they started a podcast.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Then there's Us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, I don't look good there. I look swelled up.
We both do. I think they stretched the photo.
It.
Yeah, that's what I'm going
That's
with.
Not. Yeah, they stretched something. Pay no attention to it, though, that the banner in the background is exactly
perfect proportional.
The Flow Down was one.
Okay, and then the Sun Sentinel's Felonious Florida would be the
fifth.
That
is correct.
Yeah, so go to BocaMag.com and scroll down to the entertainment section and find that Five Great Florida Podcast to add your list if you'd like to see what we look like. And
yeah, not just because you want to see what we look like, because that's not a good picture.
No, that's not an enticement.
Like I may have been on a was I recovering from a 4-day drunk on that one?
You might have been. When are you not recovering from a 4-day drunk?
I know I had. Let's see, what's today?
Tuesday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
and yesterday Monday. Was Columbus Day.
Yeah, I'm working on five now.
Okay,
I think I can do it.
That explains a lot.
It was a long weekend.
All right. Well, also I wanted to mention up front here, because we mentioned this at the end of the episodes, but sometimes people skip those. We do get the play stats, and after or in the last like 3 or 4 minutes, listening tends to drop off. So I wanted to mention that if you are one of the next four people who subscribes to our show at patreon.com/Florida Men, not only do you get an extra Florida Man story every episode, and not only do you get that episode every episode as soon as I get done editing it, not just Tuesday morning or Friday morning when they come out, you get them as soon as they're ready, but you can also tell us what we are going to name our business when we file our LLC with the state of Florida. So we are going to have a little contest where our first 25 patrons suggest the name for the LLC, and then we will select the top ones out of that, and then our patrons will be able to vote on that. And whatever you guys vote as your favorite name for our LLC, that is what we are going to file with the state of Florida, as long as the state of Florida accepts it. And you guys can name it whatever you want, as long as you can all agree that that's the one.
Okay.
That you want it to be. And we did mention that Dicks for Brains or Dicks for Breath? Or Eat a Bag of Dicks, LLC. That could be one.
Yes, that's fantastic.
JP's Nut Munchers, that could be another one. JP's not a patron, though. He has sent us a bunch of shit, though. He's been our best contributor from the Amazon.
The peanuts are gone. I still got some sunflower seeds. All right.
I had a bag of the jerky today.
Oh, did you? I've still got some jerky. I got a couple. We got some more of that. Yep. We got a few more of that. We still are doing our open jam night at CB2's on Wednesdays on US 41 in Fort Myers from 8 till 11 o'clock. Come out, and if you want to play an instrument or sing a little bit, pretend you're a rock star, come join the group.
Maybe I'll come out tomorrow night. I got to ask permission for that, but it sounds like a lot of fun. But I will be on Thursday nights at Fancy Southern Cafe in Fort Myers at the Geeks Who Drink Pub Quiz. I'll be running that show on Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m., and it's free to play, and you can win food and other prizes.
All right, we do have one little thing we wanted to get to before we get into our stories, and this one I'm actually very proud to discuss.
Yes.
And help one of our patrons out. Our very first patron, as all of you that are regular listeners know, Miss Heather. I'm going to pronounce her last name. I took a stab at it, and I was wrong. She corrected me. I asked her if she's sure. She said, "What do you mean? Am I sure it's my name?" I said, "I'm going to pronounce it."
But it's only been her name for a few months.
I'm going with my pronunciation because it's easier to say.
Okay.
She says, "I'm not surprised."
And you don't probably remember what she said.
I did. Well, I actually have it on audio here, so I can yes. Here we go. Shuljak. Heather Shuljak.
That actually sounds like what she said.
That is what she said. I thought it was Shuljak. I thought the J was silent. I was wrong. Mine's much easier to say. But now I've confused myself, and I'm going to mess it up. So from here on out, we're just going to call her Heather.
Heather Shuljak.
Shuljak. And Heather is a lives in the Indianapolis.
Yes.
Yeah, lives in the Indianapolis area and has started a nonprofit organization called Broken Children Project. It's supposed to empower both child and adult survivors of emotional and psychological child abuse. They plan to start community projects in which survivors can help other victims of child abuse. A Fundly account has been created to help support the project, and I think maybe I can talk Joel into donating a couple bucks to that.
I think so.
We're going to put the links in the show notes for everyone, or you can visit their website. We'll put those in the show notes today at www.brokenchildrenproject.org, or you can go to Facebook, which is at Broken Children Project.
And she's just asking for startup money.
Just startup money, yeah.
To get the project rolling.
It's pretty cool to... Yeah, Heather was the first patron.
Yes,
we've had, and as a medical student in the Indianapolis area, she's starting. I know she's working a lot with children and doing some great stuff with that. Is also our roving medical reporter. Anytime we have questions about medical issues, we try to get her on the phone to clarify our wrong assumptions.
We do have another wrong assumption that we made a couple episodes back that I got.
We as in me or you?
As in both of us.
What did I do?
We both screwed up something about auto insurance, which happens to be the area of expertise of another one of our patrons. And no real reason why you should have known that, but I definitely should have known it because it is my brother. And he left me a voicemail excoriating me about not talking to him about our question.
We had an expert on staff and you didn't consult him?
I didn't even consider expert. So, he left us a little voicemail. I just want to play that.
Travis. So I'm listening to the show from a couple days ago, and you got the story about how the guy burned his car and tried to get insurance to cover it. And then you guys are just pondering, oh, do we know anybody knows insurance? Do you guys even know who I am? I have 17 years of experience as an auto insurance claims investigator.
He is kind of old.
So, yeah, if you want some expert advice on insurance, feel free to give me a call. I mean, you guys are constantly texting Dr. Doolittle, who has to WebMD every answer that she gives to you because, you know, to the point where you got to put a disclaimer on the show that you cannot take medical advice from a podcast. So, you know, my experience and training and certifications in the insurance field might come in handy. So good to know that you guys actually know what I do for a living, and you do go fuck yourself.
That is my asshole brother.
Oh, she's going to kill us.
Not me. I didn't say it.
No, yeah, it's coming back to me though. I know. I will get the text probably about 8 o'clock on Tuesday.
You have his number, right?
Oh yeah.
So just give it to her.
Oh no. Oh, I'm not setting Travis up like that. No,
I'll do it.
No, there's a bro code associated with that.
I'll do it.
I need him to help me fit. I need him for Halloween. I ain't pissing him off. Anyway, if you get a chance, we'll put the links in the show notes for everyone. So if you got a chance, this is a, you know, she sent me a text today and asked if we could have plug in for it, and I told her absolutely, we'd be happy to. It'd be our honor. Starting up her own nonprofit organization, so got a ways to go, but get it off the ground. Moving into story number one from abcactionnews.com. Quote, semi-quote, severely inebriated, unsemi-quote, Florida woman found standing in a McDonald's drive-thru with a toddler.
So severely inebriated was not on our scale last week.
Oh, we didn't.
Nope, that wasn't in there. We got to work that in somehow.
Hey, guess what?
And I brought a whiteboard, too.
My Adobe Reader is not optimized for my Mac and Jesus needs to be updated. Christ. Every freaking week, Adobe. Really?
Maybe you should open up your laptop sometime before, like, say, 5 o'clock on Tuesdays.
It's not. Did you notice I decorated it?
I did. I noticed your Swindled sticker and your Florida Men sticker and your True Crime Podcast Festival sticker.
We now have a whiteboard.
Yes.
We have nowhere to put it, but no. We have a whiteboard.
And I stopped at Publix, and when I got the cake for the 100th episode, I also got some dry erase markers.
All right, so we did not have severely inebriated in our list of, what would you call that? In our ranking, not rankings, level of drunkenness.
Intoxication level, yeah. Drunkenness level. I like that better.
Drunkenness level.
Yep, so we started with stone cold sober.
Stone cold sober.
Then just sober.
What's the difference in?
Stone cold sober is haven't had nothing.
Yeah, well.
Sober, you can have one.
Yeah, I'm sort of sober.
Yeah. The buzz hasn't hit yet.
All right, sober.
Then slightly buzzed.
Slightly buzzed.
Then buzzed.
Then buzzed.
Then a little bit drunk. Is that it?
No, it wasn't. That's stupid. We would have said a little bit drunk.
Yeah, we'll have to go back and listen to the episode. But so really what we need to determine is severely inebriated
better
or fucked up? I think.
What was the worst one?
The worst one was I hurt myself.
Oh, it was. Yeah.
That's definitely at the top of the list. Or
I broke myself. I broke myself.
Yeah. I broke myself. And then. Fucked up was right before that. So we just have to determine.
Now we gotta figure out where to put severely inebriated.
Yeah. I think the determination for, what did we call it last week? But there was one last week where we said, if you can't pronounce it, you're past it.
I don't remember that.
I can't remember what it was.
Was I here?
Yeah. I'm scrolling through our notes, but.
All righty. Well, we gotta work on, figure out where to put severely.
Heavily intoxicated.
Heavily intoxicated. Is that? Below or after severely intoxicated?
Severely inebriated.
Severely inebriated.
So I think heavily intoxicated, we said, was if you can't say heavily intoxicated, you're fucked up. If you can't pronounce it.
I don't remember that. Was I here?
Yes. Well, you were heavily intoxicated.
I wasn't heavily, but I mean.
I think you were four or five Tito's in. Yeah.
Yeah. Is Tito's going to ever sponsor us?
We're working on it.
We as in who? I'm not. So that's not, there's no we in this. So
me and our ad sales rep.
Oh, we have an ad sales rep now?
We do.
We have an ad sales rep?
Yes.
I did not interview this person. So we don't have an intern. We're supposed to have an intern before an ad sales rep.
Well, we can't pay the intern until we get an ad sales rep.
Oh, good point. Damn it. That's a good point, Joel.
Of course, interns. Damn it. I hate it when you're right. Paid, so I might not be right.
All right. Either way.
Anyway.
Back to the story. A Florida woman found standing in the middle of a drive-thru with a toddler on Thursday night is facing child neglect and possession charges, according to the arrest report.
I don't think it's child possession charges. Just this is weird, worded weird. It's not possession of the child. It's possession of drugs. It doesn't say
I didn't
drug
say that,
possession.
Did I?
No, but the way oh, okay. it's worded in the oh, okay. here, it leaves it open to interpretation. It says is facing child neglect and possession charges. No, it's not child neglect and possession. It's child neglect and possession.
Okay. The report says Melanie Hancox, age 35, was, quote, severely, double quote this time, severely inebriated, undouble quote, when she was found unmoving in the drive-thru of the McDonald's on U.S. 19 in Port Richey just before midnight.
Well, just before
she
midnight.
She walked through the drive-thru?
Well, she didn't want a DUI because she was severely inebriated.
But she got a toddler with her. Come on.
Well,
now.
The kid ain't going to walk through the drive-thru.
Hancock's was standing in the drive-thru with a three-year-old child as vehicles drove around them.
Oh. Well,
the report says.
Almost midnight, they're going to close. I think they usually close the restaurant area at like 11 on some of them.
She was arrested and found to be in possession of methadone hydrochloride, mm-hmm. methadone hydrochloride, and alprazolam.
Alprazolam?
Yeah. The hell is that?
I believe that's Vicodin.
Why couldn't they just say Vicodin then?
Because it's the generic term. Oh. Vicodin is a brand name.
All right. Anyway, Hancock's is charged with two counts of possession.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's Xanax.
Oh, Xanax. All right.
Yeah.
Two counts of possession of controlled substance and one count of child. That is so sad. And not only is sad, the fact that she's in the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm. With the little baby.
With the baby. With people driving past her.
Yeah, they're cutting in line.
Leaving her standing in the drive-thru with a toddler, hammered.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of the way. Give me to my Big Mac.
Walk up to the board, place your order, and then pull forward. Don't just stand there.
Well, we're taking a different approach to this. Mine is the sadness of that you got the child with it, and everybody's driving past her.
Yeah, they're driving past her. They're cutting in line. Somebody got her food, and then they fucked up everybody else in line. Everybody's one order
I did that in a Popeyes one time back in 1989 in Hattiesburg. They may still be off one.
No, they started. When they closed the doors, they started.
Oh, they started over?
Yeah.
Oh, the one that I don't understand.
I'm still waiting for the Popeyes to order by my house.
I don't know how they haven't started on the renovation
of the building yet.
How do they? So somebody if there's anybody in the fast food industry, I would like to know this. When McDonald's has the two drive-thrus, mm-hmm. how do they know which one is which?
They have cameras.
So they're looking at cameras?
Yeah, they got a picture of the vehicle.
And that's how they know which one is. Yep. Oh.
Yeah, because there's always that asshole that ordered after you but cuts off in front of you.
Yeah. How do they know which order goes with whom?
And then they spit in that person's when he screws up the order. But that's why they ask you when you get to pay, did you have the McDouble and the large Diet Coke? Yep, that was me.
How'd they know that? They looking at the cameras mm-hmm. on when you ordered?
Yep.
Odd. I did not know that.
It's efficient.
It's what? Sufficient.
It's efficient.
Efficient. Okay. I've learned something new tonight. A mystery has been solved.
We're going to move on to story number two. Elderly Florida woman attacked by a raccoon that was not a bobcat. Yeah, this one comes from CBS12.com. A raccoon.
Is there an epidemic of raccoons dressing up as bobcats?
I don't believe it's an epidemic. I believe it's just this one case. A raccoon, not a bobcat, is to blame for an attack on a Florida woman earlier this month.
They are fairly distinct, though.
I would think they would be different.
Bobcat is of the feline. Genus.
Yeah.
It's a freaking cat. All right. Raccoons are not cats.
No, they're in their own little clade.
Rodent.
It's not a rodent and it's not a dog. So it's not a canine. It's not a bear. It's kind of in between those. I believe the raccoon shares its genus or its segment of the animal kingdom with panda bears, I believe. Or maybe the red panda. I think they're kind of related to that.
Genus is what we were trying to say.
Yes. And I was a biology major at one point. You'd think I would know that. Anyway.
It is part of the... Oh, God.
Para.
P-R-O-C-Y-O-N. Procyon genus.
Okay.
Of nocturnal mammals. Raccoon. That's all I got.
click on the link to that.
That was genus and
see what else is in there.
I tried. Yeah. Right now I'm cursing Matt from Washington State. Says nothing about. Yeah. All right. We're going to skip that bit because I thought. Oh, here we go. Genetic studies have shown the closest relatives of raccoons are the ringtail cats and something of which they diverged about 10 million years ago.
What's the something? Spell it, and I'll pronounce it for you.
C-A-C-O-M-I-S-T-L-E-S.
Yeah, I got nothing. According to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, FWC, DNA results showed the attack came from a raccoon. The incident happened a week ago in Lauderhill. An 85-year-old woman went out for an early morning walk with her 71-year-old husband, along Northwest 44th Street, when something jumped on her from a tree. I was going to say, she's doing
14 years or elder.
Cradle robber there. Did they meet in the old folks' home?
Joel.
Or was this like, was she Joel? 28 and he was 14?
Joel.
I just want to know how long they've been
together. I don't know, Joel. I don't know these people. Read the damn story.
The couple thought it was a bobcat.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that. Well, you missed it.
Something jumped out at her from a tree. The couple thought it was a bobcat.
How do you just, if it jumped out from a tree to attack them, I promise you, you know if it was a bobcat. Because it would have mauled your ass to the ground. Bobcats are not friendly.
And they're not small.
No, they're
like
large. They're
a raccoon.
No.
I saw a bobcat when I lived up in Bradenton. We had to drive past a golf course on our way out of the neighborhood. And at first I thought there was a dog crossing the road. It was big. It was like a golden retriever sized thing. And it walked onto the golf course. And as we get up to that area of the green, we see it's a goddamn bobcat walking on the golf course. They're big. You think bobcats are small based on the pictures that you see of them, but then they're not a panther big, but they're like medium to large sized dog big.
Yeah.
Anyway, the couple thought it was a bobcat. The woman suffered multiple puncture wounds to her face and arms.
So she got attacked by the damn thing.
Yeah, jumped on her head. The husband suffered a leg injury while protecting his wife, so he kicked at it and it bit him.
Mm-hmm.
The Lauderhill Fire Rescue said, quote, if they have rabies, they will attack, unquote, said Mark McCarthy of McCarthy's Wildlife Sanctuary. You can see raccoons with rabies in the daytime running around almost in a circle.
My significant other saw that out in the Cape one day. She's in here right now. Didn't you see a raccoon that was running around in circles? Oh, it was a possum. It was a possum running around in circles.
But they're nocturnal, too, so that could have had rabies as well. Brain injury, she's saying. That's pretty good. She just showed us. She has written down.
Our intern has written down the Stone Cold Sober is zero drinks. Sober can be 1 to 2 drinks. A little buzzed is 3 to 4. Buzzed is 4 to 6. A little inebriated is 5 to 7. Lightly intoxicated is 7 to 8. Drunk, 8 to 9. Heavily intoxicated, 9 to 11. Fucked up, 11 to 15. And I broke myself is 15 plus.
We're going to put that on a t-shirt.
Based on whose experience? Hours. Oh,
These are for people with a high tolerance. Because I'm going to tell you, if I had 5 beers, I am a little more than a little bit inebriated. I'm 6. You know what? If I had a full 6-pack, I broke myself for me.
No,
a beer.
It would take more than that. I can't drink 15 beers. I just get bleh. That's when you go to 15 beers and then you switch over to vodka or whiskey.
Yeah, usually when I've had like 4 beers, that's when I switch to the hard stuff just to. Keep the calories down.
We're thinking about it. Maintain your girlish figure.
Maintain my svelte figure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Do we need to reference the photo again?
No. McCarthy said raccoons foaming at the mouth, acting disoriented, or coming out in daylight are typically signs of rabies. He added the more accustomed raccoons are to humans through things like feeding, the more likely it is for a dangerous encounter. It's not like they're a tiger or something, but they can give you a bite and a scratch, said McCarthy. Yeah, I would not like an attack from a raccoon to a tiger. They're not. Yeah, I've never heard anybody getting mauled by a raccoon.
No.
But I have heard of people having to get rabies shots because they got a tiny little scratch on their finger because their dumbass was
feeding something.
Feeding a raccoon. Yeah. True story. I know somebody personally who did that.
Shots in the tummy?
Yep. The FWC says raccoons are attracted to people through garbage, pet food, birdseed, and gardens. Wildlife experts say people should never feed raccoons or keep food outside. Once accustomed to being fed, the FWC said raccoons lose their natural fear of humans. Call the FWC's Wildlife Alert Hotline to report any suspicious wildlife activity. The number is 888-404-FWCC.
And that's our public service announcement number 2 for the night. All right, moving on. This story from clickorlando.com. Story number 3, our trace for our Spanish-speaking friends. Florida woman stops for a massage after a hit and run.
Well, I would think if I got hit by somebody and they ran away, I would need a massage too.
Yeah. Brilliant. A Florida woman has been arrested after she allegedly left the scene of an accident and got a massage.
Oh, so she wasn't the victim in this case.
Yeah. She was the instigator.
Yes.
Of the alleged
hit and run
incident.
Mm-hmm.
The Seminole County Sheriff's Office said Jill Ann Stahan.
That's how I'd pronounce it.
Age
until she corrected me.
Until, yeah. Of Oviedo.
Yes.
Is accused of making a U-turn. Hitting. Don't let me say it. Joel.
Alafaya.
you do and you going to clean it up. That's all I got to say. Hitting a truck in the far right lane and then leaving the scene of the crash. Officials said the passengers inside the pickup truck, who suffered minor injuries, followed Stahan, who was driving a white Toyota Corolla, and saw her turn into a business plaza, then walk into Tenpenny Chiropractor.
So,
went into the chiropractor.
She got narked out because they followed her. They followed her and they narked on her.
Stahan went inside and got a massage and didn't tell staff about the crash or attempt to get help, deputy said.
Well, that's just... What's the word I'm looking for?
Stupid?
No.
Cold? Ballsy. Brazen.
Brazen is a good word.
How do you like that?
Narcissistic.
I wouldn't go narcissistic.
Well, it's self-involved.
I've been doing crossword puzzles, so I'm getting a little bit better in my vocabulary.
That's good. I have too.
The dailies are kicking my ass. Today's was hard.
Which one is it? The New York Times? Yeah, those are hard.
This one was hard today. This one was stupid. And they're not that hard. It's like, wait, you got that clue is for this word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them you're like, I can kind of see how you got there, but it definitely wouldn't have been my first choice.
No. Today's was hard. Yeah. So what I did, back to my crossword obsession, and this is relatively new. I was walking in my place of employment. One of the members of my team walked up behind her cube, and she's sitting there playing a crossword puzzle.
Yep.
During work hours.
Yep.
So what you doing?
Oh, you should have given her the answer to one of them.
Yeah. So, and actually, she's...
four down is send.
Yeah. So, after that little incident, I went home. She was telling me what she was doing and stuff. And yeah. So, then I went home and checked it out, and now I'm fucking hooked. So, I blame her.
Yeah. Which app do you use? Just the New York Times?
Yeah.
All right. So,
I use the New York Times, and sometimes I'll do the Atlantic.
I haven't tried that one.
Do you have
to pay for that one?
No, it's free.
Oh, I'm gonna try that.
It starts off fairly easy on Monday, and by Friday, it's completely undoable for my level of expertise.
Well, I've only got three games on my phone. One is the New York Times crossword. One is Redstone Games' crossword puzzle. And then the third one is called Balls.
Balls. That's good.
With a Z.
Yeah, the Atlantic one is, we're not getting into politics, but it's the Atlantic one is I don't, some, the writing is good there, but it's fairly I don't always liberal. Agree with the.
Yeah. Yeah, they're one of my favorites. So
yeah, of course they would be. Yeah, it's the difference between the Judge Report and the. Atlantic.
I mean, it's not full blown.
Conservative or liberalism, but it's
not the Huffington Post. That's
no,
sure.
It's not. Yeah, they do have some very.
Yeah,
good,
the Huffington Post is a little too far out there for me, especially some of their science, quote unquote, science reports.
Science reports. Yeah.
Yeah.
When deputies arrived, Stahan was in the middle of a massage. When asked about the incident, Stahan told the deputies that she had not been involved. But it heard a loud crash outside after making a U-turn on the
Alafia
Trail.
So she heard the crash that
inside.
Happened. Right, no. She when she was making the U-turn, she heard the crash that happened on the intersection.
That she caused,
but she didn't know she caused it.
She didn't know she did it.
Or at least she's claiming she didn't.
Deputies took her outside where the passengers in the pickup truck positively identified her as the driver of the Toyota. Mm-hmm. The passengers were also able to identify the car and show deputies the damage to the front of her car.
Maybe smashed the fuck up.
Stahan claimed the damage was from a crash she'd been involved in a month earlier.
That was already there.
Yeah, that she didn't tell anybody about. Deputies looked at both cars and were able to confirm that Stahan was at fault in the crash. She was arrested and taken to the John E. Polk Correctional Facility.
And this wasn't even in Polk County.
Nope, she is charged with leaving the scene of an accident with injury.
Oh, she hurt somebody. She's in big trouble for
Did
that.
She get her massage finished, though? I think they must have broken up and just said, nope, you're coming with us.
Yeah, massages interruptus.
Now it's time for the Florida Man Food Fight.
This time our Florida Man Food Fight comes to us from Ocala-News.com. This is actually an old one, but I just found it in our email queue from a few months ago, but I wanted to make sure to include it, mostly because we didn't have a food fight in the regular news this week. But anyway, here's your story. 18-year-old Florida man behind bars after attacking mom in the grocery store over food items. A nasty battle broke out Sunday at an Ocala grocery store after an 18-year-old man tangled with his mother because she wouldn't let him have certain food items. All right. After hearing this, just after reading that first sentence, I could see both sides.
He's 18.
He should be able to make his own decision about what foods he wants to get. However, if mom is buying it, she gets to say what goes in the cart.
I agree.
What's not. And asshole don't punch your mama. All right. When Ocala police officers arrived at the Walmart.
Oh, hell. Here we go.
Actually.
I'm out.
I think I've been at the Walmart grocery store.
I'm out.
Oh, maybe it was Publix. I don't know. My family might have gotten into an altercation at a Walmart in Ocala. Just saying. They spoke with the victim, who was being evaluated by an EMS crew. She was holding a frozen bag of food on the left side of her face. The report
says, you there? Get what you need.
Oh, yeah. You know, you need a cold compress. You got them right there in the freezer section.
I used a cold bag of peas for a while.
Well, I mean,
frozen bag
about,
of peas.
That's about all they're good for. You don't want to eat that shit.
No, it was them sweet peas.
Ugh. They're nasty.
But they're good for compresses.
Exactly.
Especially
that's the only
over
thing
a week
for.
I needed them to reduce swelling.
What was swollen?
When I got snipped.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, I didn't even tell you about my little mishap this weekend.
Why are you flopping your pinky around? Because that's not what got snipped, Joel.
No, I know, but I needed a ice pack this weekend because we were redecorating my daughter's room, and we were moving the gun safe out of that room.
You don't own guns.
I don't, but the other people in the house do, and that was the room that the gun safe was in because when we moved in there, the gun safe was already in there, but we were redoing the floor. So all that shit needed to be out of there.
Okay.
So I'm backing it out, guiding it, and didn't realize that I was all the way in the door frame.
You mashed your fingers, huh?
My pinky is smashed. Fucking hurts. The only thing that saved my finger from getting cut off was the ring on the finger next to it.
Well, your finger's on your... Oh, you had to move it. So
yeah,
it
hurt. They both hurt. So I've got my wedding ring on my right hand right now, but yeah, almost cut off the...
Doesn't that mean something else if you wear your wedding ring on your right finger?
It means that my left finger... I just
it
did
hurts.
It today because it hurts, yeah. But yeah, I need an ice pack for that too.
Well, I got some peas in there if you want them.
No, I'm good now. I took some at the leave, so...
A leave?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Getting back to our story, the victim told officers that she and her son, 18-year-old Adam Joseph Zarakian, had gone to the store to shop for food after attending church. She said Zarakian had started cursing at her as she was putting food away. And she claimed that Zarakian struck her in the back of the head 4 times and also on her left cheek, the report says, adding that she had a large bump on her left cheek that appeared to be fresh.
Mm-hmm. 18-year-old
Fresher
Adam
than
needs
the food at Walmart.
Yeah, Adam needs to have his ass kicked for punching his mama.
Yep. Officers then watched surveillance video that showed the victim putting items back on a shelf and her son striking her 7 times in the back of the head and on the left side of her face. He hit her so hard she couldn't count that high. The video also showed the victim walk away and, quote, stand behind a large man to separate the situation, unquote, the report says. Now, I have been a large man in a Walmart grocery store. I don't know that I would want to be just drafted into getting in between an asshole 18-year-old boy who wants to punch his mama. Because if he wants to punch his mama and he's already done it, he ain't going to have no problem punching you.
You know the best way to avoid something like that?
Don't go to fucking Walmart.
Don't be in Walmart. So I don't go to Walmart.
This
I
is
hate
why
Walmart.
You don't go to Walmart.
No. I hate Walmart. No.
I think we've covered that in one of the previous 100 episodes that we've done so far.
Nope.
Zarakian told officers that he was shopping with his mother and admitted that he got mad because she would not allow him to get certain items. Dude, you're a grown man. Get a fucking job. Pay for him yourself. He was then transported to the Marion County Jail, charged with domestic battery, and held on no bond.
Good for them.
He is due in court July 30th. It gets better. Just wait, Phil. An officer later made contact with Zarakian's probation officer, who stated that he is currently on juvenile probation out of Georgia for attempted murder and aggravated assault that occurred when he was 16 years old. Probation for attempted murder.
At 16.
The probation officer said she would be contacting authorities to have his probations violated. Not only did he hit his mama, his dumbass is getting himself sent back to Georgia for probation violations.
For attempted fucking murder.
Good dumbass.
Are we going to do this every time now?
Yes. I think
fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank. This is our new segment.
As
of last week. You said we need you
to have
it.
We need to have a theme. We need to have a theme music for fill in the blank.
Here, why don't we do this? As soon as you write a theme for our new Florida Man song,
I hate you right now.
You can write one for the fill in the blank song. And here is our fill in the blank this week. Florida Man calls 911 to report his roommate stealing blank.
SpaghettiOs.
That is incorrect. What did your significant
the intern,
other say?
What did the intern say?
Pot. Ah, you should have listened to the intern.
What?
This was sent to us by Kelly, and it's from WFLA.com. A Florida man reportedly called Pasco 911 dispatch multiple times Saturday night to report his roommate for stealing $20 worth of his weed. The Pasco Sheriff's Office did a tweet-along Saturday night, which featured a video of Deputy Zalva explaining the strange situation. You don't got nothing to say about the tweet-along?
I don't know what a tweet-along is.
All right, so have you heard of a ride-along?
I've heard of
a
ride-along, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so basically they live tweet a specific deputy all night long. So
really?
He does videos, and they do a tweet-along. So it's basically a ride-along that the person riding along with him
and this guy
is uploading videos
happened,
to Twitter all the
just
time.
Happened to be one of the ones.
And this one, yeah, had several calls that night for weed being stolen by a roommate.
$20.
Quote, the guy is calling in saying his roommate stole his weed. $20 worth, unquote. Zalva explained. And he's upset, so he keeps calling 911. Zalva gave an update a few tweets later saying he contacted the man who kept calling 911. Quote, I called him to let him know not to call the sheriff's office to report his drugs, unquote. Zalva said with a smile. He started to freak out a little bit on the phone and hung up on me shortly after.
That is,
I think he finally realized what he was doing.
So
I think the weed started to wear off.
Yeah, what they didn't say on here was he had $40 worth of weed.
And the asshole smoked the rest of it.
And he's already on the first $20 of it. And like after reconsidering his actions.
Yeah, you hung up the phone. Yeah, why don't you lose my number?
My bad. All right, story number five. Florida man disguises himself as a woman to rob the bank and then steals a police car.
Did he have to be dressed as a woman to do that?
I think that was critical to the getaway, I reckon.
All right.
Florida man disguised himself as a woman in order to rob a bank before stealing a police car on Wednesday, according to reports.
And this actually came from Newsweek.
I hate you beyond belief right now. The level of hate I have for you right now.
That name has a lot of vowels in it, doesn't it? Go ahead, try it. I was actually going to put this as an even number story, but I moved it to an odd just to make you pronounce this name. Whenever you're ready.
Shut up. I'm trying to sound it out, all right? Gumersonito? How is that a first fucking name?
Gumersindo.
I don't speak French, Joel. I don't. How is this?
I believe it's Spanish, because I think you can get the last name.
Junior, yeah.
No.
That's easy.
All right.
All right, Mr. Reese, or his whatever
Reyes.
Joel said. And I fucked that one up, too.
Reese?
Really?
How long have you lived in fucking Florida? You have never met a Reyes before?
No. It's Reese. R-E-Y-E-S.
Reyes. Gumersindo Reyes, Jr.
I'm going to call him Jr.
All right.
Age 51 was apprehended by Seminole County deputies after leading them on a chase through two Florida counties. On Thursday, Junior walked into a Chase Bank on State Road 436 in Castleberry, Florida.
That you get.
That I got. Wearing a wig and a long gold dress.
I bet he looked good.
Security footage captured inside the bank shows the 51-year-old walking up to one of the tellers and handing him something. According to Castleberry police, Junior gave the teller a note saying that he was carrying weapons in his bag and would use them if he wasn't given money.
The bag, is it a purse? Doesn't say, does it?
It doesn't say.
I'm going to imagine it's a purse and it matches his gold dress.
Yeah.
And his shoes.
Probably got sparkles on it too.
You know what? I didn't say it, but I was thinking it was kind of glittery.
Got to have some glitter on it.
Yep.
The note.
He is 51. That's kind of the age to get the rhinestones.
The note, which was written in Spanish, said, I have sufficient weapons to kill everybody here.
That's not Spanish.
Give me your car keys. I want unmarked bills and nothing electronic, because if so, I'll start to shoot. Now,
he's got a plan.
He has a plan, but here's my question.
So that they don't come
after
him.
What if he walked into a bank?
What if nobody spoke Spanish?
That was his.
Or read Spanish, yeah.
Yeah, or I was able to read Spanish.
Well, I can read Spanish better than I can speak it or hear it.
Dos cervezas, por favor, is all I got. Give me two beers, please. Dos cervezas, por favor, and baños.
Well, usually they talk so fast. Like, native Spanish speakers talk so fast, I don't catch the words. But if I see them written down, I can kind of figure out what they mean.
So that was his plan, was to go into a bank, pick a teller, and hope for the hell like somebody would be able to read Spanish in the bank.
She looks like she's a sister.
After reading the note, the teller reportedly handed Junior about $1,000, around $1,000 in cash. In the security footage, the 51-year-old can be seen putting the cash in his purse before calmly walking out the bank. Junior then ditched the disguise in the restroom of a nearby restaurant and was spotted by a Seminole County deputy passing by.
Did he walk into the men's room or the ladies' room?
That's a good question, Joel.
They don't say.
Doesn't say. This
terrible reporting.
Terrible reporting. The deputy noticed somebody coming out of the bushes. Now,
what? I thought he was in the bathroom.
He was in the bathroom.
Did he take a leak in the bushes?
Were the bushes trimmed or not?
I don't.
Were they bushy bushes or trim bushes?
I don't know.
So much left to the imagination.
It hasn't been really, really very rainy. So I'm going to assume the bushes were kind of bare.
Barren bushes.
Mm-hmm.
The deputy immediately confronted the individual, exited the car, and saw bizarre behavior. Seminole County.
It's Florida. What counts as bizarre behavior?
The divine bizarre. Seminole County Sheriff Dennis Lima told WFTV. Here we go. This is where it gets good. The two got into a tussle. I haven't heard the word tussle or seen it used in a sentence in about 15 years. During which Junior tried to grab the deputy's weapon.
I'm assuming they mean his gun.
Yeah. The deputy managed to stop him and tried to subdue Junior with his stun gun, but the suspect got away. Junior then led the deputy on a foot chase through an apartment complex, according to police, which ended up with the suspect stealing a patrol vehicle.
So he circled back around,
left the keys in it.
And Junior got in and took off.
Junior took off in the cruiser, leading deputies on a chase through residential areas of Orange and Seminole counties, during which the suspect hit several other civilian vehicles.
What the hell? That cop just hit my car.
Eventually, Seminole County deputies stopped Junior and apprehended him in Maitland, Florida. Fortunately, no one was seriously injured during the chase.
Now, that was pretty smart to go through the residential areas, because once you get on the highway, they block off traffic and then they throw down the spike strips. And
it's hard to avoid those.
Yeah, you're fucked. So that's why he got through two counties, because he was going on the back roads.
There's nothing that drives me crazier than to see a bad guy or know that a bad guy got behind the wheel of one of our patrol vehicles, even for just one moment. Lima told Fox 35 Orlando, I'm okay that he was in the car, but he's sitting in the wrong seat.
Yeah, he needed to be in the back.
Back.
That's a good line.
AM Junior.
He's been taking this, Sheriff Lima has been taking lessons from Grady Judd. That brings us to our final story tonight from the Orlando Sentinel. Clueless Florida woman accused of domestic battery.
Clueless is in single quote.
Yes. Clueless actress Stacey Dash was arrested on domestic battery charge in suburban Tampa, according to deputies.
Now, is this another one of those that she sounds like Stacey Dash, or this is the real Stacey Dash?
No, this is the real actress Stacey Dash, who was in the movie Clueless with Alicia Silverstone.
All right.
Deputies say Dash pushed a male, leaving red scratch marks on his arm, and slapped him in the face after an argument turned physical about 7:45 p.m. on Sunday in Newport Richey.
Well, it's two story. We had a Newport Richey, and we've had a Port Richey story tonight. Port Richey's starting to become a hotbed.
Yeah, they've been kind of laying low for a while, but they're coming back this week. Dash, age 52, is listed as...
Wait, stop. How in the hell do I get Gomercito Reyes Jr. And you get Stacey Dash?
Because I'm the one that picks the order of these stories.
You're an asshole.
Anyway, Dash, age 52, is listed as Stacey Dash Loretta in the Pasco Sheriff's Office incident report. The alleged incident took place at an apartment about 20 miles northwest of Tampa. Best known for the 1995 romantic comedy Clueless, in which she plays the star's best friend Dion, Dash later worked for Fox News as a commentator for 3 years, from 2014 to 2017. Last October, Page Six reported that Dash had married attorney Jeffrey Marty in Florida in April 2018, shortly after she ended her campaign for Congress in California. TMZ on Monday reported that Marty was the other party involved in the dispute. The Pasco Sheriff's Office did not confirm that, citing privacy laws. In a video of Dash's arrest, she wears a blue t-shirt and a ponytail and asks, "What are you doing?" as a deputy handcuffs her. As the arresting deputy walks her to a patrol car and chats with her, he asks what she does for a living, and she responds that she's an actress. Quote, I was in a film called Clueless, she says. All right, that movie was 24 years ago.
Yep.
You haven't done anything since?
That's what she's got. That's what she's standing on.
I've had a lot of jobs in those last 24 years. Anyway, she then
she's taking a break.
Yeah, she then tells the officer she's taking a break from acting and did politics for a while.
That's a 24-year break.
Yeah, and she ran for office and then dropped out before she even got to the election. I mean, she's 51 now. I haven't seen her mugshot yet, but I mean, she was cute when she
I
was
have
in
no
Clueless.
Idea what that movie was.
You never saw Clueless? Alicia Silverstone?
No.
Oh.
No.
You're a little old for that. She's about my age. Well, yeah, I mean, you're older than me. I mean,
the fuck's that mean, Joel?
All right.
I'm too old to recognize a 1994 movie?
94. How old were you?
I don't know. I don't know how old. I'm 52 now. Do the math.
What year were you born in? I'll do it better that way.
67.
So you were 26. 27.
No.
27.
Not 90.
In 94.
I don't know, Joel.
Yeah, you were 27 in 94. You shouldn't be watching teenagers is what I'm saying.
Although, so you're actually defending me?
Yeah.
All right. I don't believe you, but that's okay. That's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
And if you got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover, just send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridamen, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen. Or you can send us something from our Amazon wish list. The link is in the show notes.
And
you added some to that this week, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
No, to the wish list? Didn't you have a sunflower, the sunflower seed
thing?
Oh,
yeah, I got a bowl for the sunflower
seed. The sunflower seed bowl that's got a little beanbag thing on the bottom of it?
Yeah, it's got a little hole in the bottom to put your shells in when you're done spitting them out.
That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah, so I don't have to look at that shit. All right, we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are at the Jacksonville tier, David. At the Tampa tier, Kat, Michael, Stephanie, One Foot in the Grave Podcast, Kurt, Colin, Roxanne, and Matthew from Washington State. At the Tallahassee tier, we have Heather and Josh,
woo-hoo!
Paradise After Dark Podcast, Erica, Matt, Koneth, and Nicole. At the Daytona tier, Katie and Jessica. At the Orlando tier, the Space Coasties, Steve and Danielle, and Lata. And at the Miami tier, of course, Travis,
my personal bodyguard.
And just a reminder that if you are one of the next 4 people to subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen, you can tell us what we're going to name our soon-to-be company.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Don't take medical or insurance advice from a podcast. And do not imply an endorsement.
Oh, we added insurance?
I just kind of did that.
Are you just picking? Are you trying to pick a fight with your brother?
Yeah, absolutely.
He will kick your ass sideways.
Oh, I know. That's why he's in Michigan and I'm here. Do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed by a bobcat. No, wait, a raccoon. My bad.
There you go. As always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. Tracy!
It's on, bitch.
You're getting close.
Kiss my ass.
You only got a week left.
Bring it, bitch.
Florida man, it might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man, he's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
Yeah, why don't you lose my number?